And he said, I'll furnish all the boxes and equipment, or you just catch him, and I'll give you $1.50 a piece for him. I told him, no, sir. I said, I'll do the gator hunting and catch them. The biggest gator I ever caught, I guess, the biggest I remember catching was 6 foot, 6 foot long. I caught him, wrestled him down, and held him. Held him till the other boy went back and got a thing, beat him on the head with it. We didn't have no gun. We didn't. I seen him, and he was worth $1.50. And I wouldn't let $1.50 pass by me. I grabbed him. Waded out. I waded in water about waist deep. And I carried him out and sat down on him. And I held him till this boy went back to the, we had an old Model A truck, Model A Ford truck. And he went back and got the lug wrench or crank out of the old Model A. And we beat him on the head. And that was $1.50. So two of us. And that was 75 cents a piece. And that was good money.
They have like little things of water running off from the river around here. They look like smaller rivers.
Well, yeah, on the Weak Isle. The Weak Isle runs into this St. John's, and it's fed by springs, and it's right now probably it's not be so because on account of all that rainwater coming in and so forth, but it's a certain time of year when there ain't a whole lot of rain and the river's down some. It's just as clear as crystal, just like drinking water. It's so clear. You can see 12 foot down there, you can see the bottom, see fish down there. And we used to go in there and hunt. And we do now. We go up in there and hunt deer and things. But they ain't here like they used to be. When I was a young fella, why, man, it wasn't nothing to kill a turkey. If you want a wild turkey to eat, why, you can go kill a wild turkey to eat. And it was same way with deer. But late years now, they're not here. They're just not here. And the same way with fish. The fish are not here like we. I used to go out here, anybody catch fish. The fellow didn't go out there and not catch a mess of fish. But now then, you go out there. Now here last week, we went out and caught 11 one day, and we went out and caught 10, but yeah. And we fished about 3 hours, but Shaw, if you'd have fished 3 hours here 40 or 50 years ago, why, you'd have had half a boatload of fish. They were just there, that's all.
Vegetable garden, you said, do you have tomatoes out there?
Yeah, I got tomatoes growing. I hope I make tomatoes before the frost gets me. That's just a chance you got to take in the fall. The little garden I got out there now, it's just what I call my fall garden. I got rutabagas planted out there, and I got mustard greens, and I got collards, and I got turnips, and I have tomatoes. I have a couple of rows of beets there. She'll put them up probably in jars and make pickle beets. Mm-hmm. You know, you ever eat pickle beets?
Mm-hmm.
I
just been having that out of a can though.
I raise things like that, and now in the spring I'll have just a bunch of stuff to see. All we raise now is just her and I to eat. Because we like vegetables, and more for me to have something to do. You take when people that says, "Man, I'm looking forward to retiring." Well, they ain't never retired yet.
Little
cherry tomatoes. Yeah, I had some of them last year. I haven't got any this year. I got one vine that I think it's a cherry tomato, and the rest of them's all. Some big tomatoes. I got one there. I hadn't got no tomatoes on it yet. It's just putting on some bloom. I noticed this morning.